We're going to show a short filmed presentation, less than an hour. And after the film, we're going to have a discussion. I'm a resident of Ames. I live on Main Street. Out of concern for the community I live in, I wanted to put this on with Susan Bradbury, professor at Community and Regional Planning Department at Iowa State. Also, the Ames Bicycle Coalition, their co-sponsor. It's a really entertaining talk, actually. It's called The High Cost of Free Parking, the same title as the influential book by the same author, Donald Shoup, considered the foremost expert on parking.
Can you give an idea of what he will be talking about?
Donald Shoup's central point of view is parking is a chronic problem caused by government policies.
So why are you showing this movie now?
Because there's a parking workshop being held by the city the following Tuesday, May 16th. The city council is having it, so it's going to be kind of a discussion with the city council and the community.
It's a public event?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's something that we can all participate in, and we should.
And when is that?
It's on May 16th at 6 p.m. at the city council chambers.
How does this video prepare people for that event?
The video gives an overview of the problem, breaks it all down, and explains what the solutions are to the problem of parking. So when people come to the meeting, they'll have an informed opinion. It's pretty common for people to spend dozens of hours of their lives looking for parking, worrying about parking, complaining about parking. This is just a short event that will thoroughly inform you and will kind of open up your eyes to the bigger picture. You'll come away empowered with an understanding of how to solve the issue.
Can you explain some of the issues?
There's a lot that doesn't meet the eye about parking. It seems like the problem of parking is that there's not enough parking. The problem with parking is not the amount of parking that's available. Making parking available to people is not an issue of having more parking spots. It sounds totally counterintuitive, but the reason why parking meters exist is because otherwise people are just going to stay in those parking spots. People actually, like way back, like in the 30s, asked for parking meters everywhere. Because parking became such a chronic problem, they introduced parking meters to try to get people to move from those parking spots.
The problem was people would stay in the spots forever.
Right. The number of people in Campus Town that hoard parking spots because, you know, they work. The price of parking should be cheaper, for example, in the parking garage. So people park off the street. For example, I know somebody personally who is a waitress at a restaurant there, and she parks right in front of the business, and that's just the best option for her.
So yeah. The idea is on the street, you want to have a flow of movement.
Right. In one city, they implemented Donald Shoup's ideas, and they created total availability of parking. It's interesting, in San Francisco, they implemented something where overall the availability of parking freed up. And average cost actually went down in the whole city. Basically, as people would park on a block, there would be parking sensors and the parking cost would go up gradually as more and more people parked on the block. And eventually people figured out that I just need to park where it's most optimal and where I can get the cheapest parking. And the cost of parking goes down when people would just park a block away. That's public parking. Probably an even bigger issue is private parking that's required by law. Minimum parking requirements is a big, big one. Like most cities in the country, the city of Ames requires by law that any property has to have minimum parking requirements.
Can you explain what you mean? It's hard to picture what you're saying.
Yeah. Many people don't know this. Properties require parking on site.
Business is required to have parking spaces?
Either on site, meaning on the property itself, or within 300 feet. That's the rule in the city of Ames, in Campus Town and downtown anyway. I think that in many places, the only way you can do it is to provide it on the property itself. So, for example, if you go to Target, all of that parking around Target is required by law. And that just logically requires it to be like a strip mall environment. I'll also say is that the issue of minimum parking requirements goes way beyond just parking. I didn't really realize it until I looked into it that basically sprawl is required by law. It's not like a free market phenomenon at all. It's required by law through things like zoning and minimum parking requirements. It is a social justice issue because basically it's requiring by law for our communities to be unwalkable, to be a parking lot essentially, and requires the cost of everything to go up. I go to Wheatsfield and they were required, their minimum parking requirements essentially required them to buy two houses and demolish them just for a few more spots. It cost them $500,000. All of that money is going into the cost of my food.
Because of a requirement.
Yeah, everybody struggles. I mean, even the property owner who's trying to build a nice porch is struggling in that respect.
And this all stems from the required parking law?
Yeah, minimum parking requirements. Yeah. Believe it or not, because of minimum parking requirements, we spend more now on parking than we do on Medicare, and nobody is really aware of it.
So what's the alternative to minimum parking requirements? If you have cars coming into a town, you need to put them somewhere.
Minimum parking requirements created that problem. Basically, when you have minimum parking, it actually creates more demand for driving and for parking. It has the characteristics of an addiction because people are required to drive. I mean, unless you're lucky to live in a walkable community, you are basically required to drive.
The alternative would be being able to walk to locations and public transportation?
Yeah. I live on Main Street. I walk to get my groceries and for most of my needs. And I get around with Uber. I get around by bicycle. And it's very efficient, actually. You know, I'm one of the few people who's lucky to live on Main Street. I found an apartment that I was able to live in. But most of those apartments are not, any small property owner cannot rent out their upstairs apartment. Minimum parking requirements are the biggest problem. There are requirements for residences. I'm on the Main Street District Economic Vitality Committee, and the findings were that, yeah, there's literally no space to meet the minimum parking requirements, especially if you wanted to update the properties, if you wanted to have more development. People are not allowed by law to live in downtown. What triggered me to do this is there is a developer that's about to demolish a bunch of buildings in Campus Town and build a new building, and his plans included a porch in the back. He's required by law to have parking spots in the back.
You're saying he has to build parking spaces instead of a porch?
Essentially, yes. Randall Corporation is going to be demolishing a few buildings and building two stories of residences on top of the existing properties. And he wanted to build a big porch in the back across the whole property. It would be this nice social gathering space in the center of Campus Town. But now he's required to provide 8 parking spots.
Why 8?
Because there are 8 units in that apartment complex. Essentially, the city's requiring him by law to have parking instead of a porch. And a porch would be beneficial to the Campus Town. There are just a couple porches in Campus Town, and they are always full of people, thriving social environment, you know. And you're replacing that with 8 parking spots? Where are our priorities? In downtown and Campus Town, because it's so dense, they require 1 parking spot per unit. But in most places in Ames, it's 1 parking spot per bed on site. It's one of the number one problems in this country for housing to be vacant, to deteriorate, that there to be a shortage of housing supply. Minimum parking requirements are the problem. That's just what I've gathered from my reading. But if you want to come and inform yourself from what Donald Shoup says, you should come to this meeting and have a discussion. The event's called The High Cost of Free Parking. It's on Thursday, May 11th at 6 p.m. at the City Hall Council Chambers.